This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera nhasi uri musi wechishanu ndira 16 2015.
Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu ndichiti hezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Vaimbova nhengo yeZanu PF amai Margaret Dongo vanoti zviri kuitika muZanu PF zvekudzingwa kwevanhu mubato iri hazvishamise sezvo ari maitiro ebato iri kudzinga vanoripikisa.
MDC inoita musangano mangwana wekuziya mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika pamwe neurongwa hwayo hwegore rino.
Vashandi vokurudzirana kuratidzira kwakasimba gore rino vachiti hurumende iri kutadza kugadzirisa zviri kunetsa munyika.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe avo vari kutariswa kupinda munyika mukati memasvondo mashoma vanonzi vari kusvika vandudza zvekare dare ravo remakurukota uye kudzinga vamwe vanhu mubato iri. VaMugabe vari pazororo ravo repagore vari kunyika dzekumabvazuva. Vachitaura nevatsigiri vavo kuMidlands vakafanobata chigaro chemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakati vanhu vasiri kutevera gwara rebato vachadzingwa. Asi vari kupikisa vaMnangagwa uye vachinzi vanotsigira vaimbova mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru vaudza Studio 7 kuti magweta avo ari kuzeya navo nyaya yekuenda kumatare vachiti havasi kutambira kongresi yebato yakaitwa muna zviita. Vamwe vatsigiri veZanu PF vataura neStudio 7 vanoti vamwe vari kutariswa kudzingwa kana kuendeswa kune mamwe mapazi ari pasi vanosanganisira gurukota rezvekudzivirirwa kwenyika vaSidney Sekeramai uye gurukota rezvedzidzo vaLazarus Dokora, vatevedzeri vemakurukota uye vanyori mumapazi ehurumende.
Vamwe vechidiki mubato iri vari kutiwo vanoda kutora mapurazi nezvimwe zvinhu zvine vanhu vari kuramba vachishora bato iri. Kugandirana makobvu nematete kuri kuenderawo mberi pakati pevakuru vakuru mubato. VaMnangagwa neZuro vanonzi nebibanhaure Herald vakati vaimbova munyori wezvemabasa muZanu PF vaDidmas Mutasa vave kuita semunhu ave kupesana pfungwa. Vanoona nezvemabasa ematongerwo enyika mubato iri vaSevia Kasukwere vanonziwo vakati vaMutasa vakada zvekutyisidzira nhengo dzebato vachazorora vave mapisi mapisi. Vachitaura neStudio 7 sondo rino vakadzingwa mubato iri varugare gumbo vakati vaMnangagwa munhu asingadi zveutongo hwejekerere. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vaimbova nhengo yeZanu PF vachiongorora nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika amai Margaret Dongo kuti tinzwe maonero avo nezviri kuitika mubato ravakarwira hondo yechimurenga.
Hapana chiri kushamisa nekuti zvakatomboitikawo kwandiri nekuti munhu anonzi ataura zvaanofungawo maererano nemusangano zvakanakira vanhu onzi akanganisa adzingwa kusi kutanga ini ndakadzingwa vanhu mudare reparamende ndikadzingwa kusenderal committee ndikadzingwa kupati pamusana pekuti hakudiwa munhu anofunga kuenda mberi zvanhu kunodiwa munhu anofungirwa ndosaka muchiona zvinhu zvichiita zvazviri izvozvo zvesuwa kana takatarisa zvese zvaiitika pacongresi mainyasoona kuti musangano uya waakuzodimburwa nepakati ende ndakange ndataura zvakare usati yambotanga kongresi kuti mazoudimbura nepakati ende uchadimbuka vamai Mujuru vakabviswa vakazvinyararira zvavo asi umomo macho matoka mumato nechimafaction tuiri kamwe kaMnangagwa kamwe kebig four kaJonathan Moyo saka chindi taura kuti musangano wacho uda udimburwa vaise kemdc wendisi yakatombotora time wawangodimburuka katatu one time katatu hanzi nevakuru sekaurema wafa
Zviri kuitika muzanu PF izvi zvingakanganisa sei vanhuwo zvavo?
Saka inini maonero angu, nyonga nyonga iri kuitika muzanu PF inyonga nyonga inotobatawo nesu tisinei nazvo. Pamusana pekuti pachivanhu zvinonzi panorwa njou huswa ndihwo hunofa. Saka isu povho tahuswa hwaakufa pamusana pekuti tizi kutadza kutungamirira. Ndodzokerazve zvandataura muchirungu zvekuti ini ndinonzwa kufara kana zvichinzi vamugabe vasvika nhasi vadonha mundege vabva vati kabhineti yese ngaiende. Ndinonzwa kufara pamusana pekuti uori hwacho hauwanga husina mai mujuru chete. Kusangotaurawo kudai wanga waita sana magabengo takamira pamusoro pemba apa kuti hey, manje vataura havangangotauri zvekuti takakura zvakasiyana. Saka uori hwacho hwakawanda mukatarisa vachombo kodesa pa isu takatozadza kuzvi takazokasika kutoziva zvimwe zvacho. Varambana nemukadzi kuti this guy is a munhu imu ane mari wotifunga kuti tese takakana tichinzi takabva kuhondo tese tiri muno tiringotamburira Zimbabwe. Ko izvi zvamakubvira kushena mazozviona kupi?
Vaimbova nhengo yezanu PF vachiongorora nyadzi zvematongerwo enyika. Amai Margaret Dongo vari parunare muHarare.
Mutungamiri webato reMDC vamogenitsvangirai mangwana vari kutariswa kusangana neutungamiri webato ravo wedunhu reHarare pamusangano unonzi uchakurukura nezvematambudziko akatarisana nenyika pane ino nguva. Mutauriri weMDC Tivaobert Gutu vanoti nyaya hombe dzichazeyiwa dzinosanganisira kushayikwa kwemabasa, kuvharwa kwemakambani pamwe negwara richateverwa nebato ravo kana kuti roadmap gore rino. Vagutu vanoti bato ravo riri kushushikana zvikuru nekukundikana kuri kuita bato rezanu PF rinove riri kutonga kuvandudza mitemo ine chekuita nesarudzo kwemakore akawanda. Vagutu vanoti kusavandudzwa kwemitemo yesarudzo kuchaita kuti bato ravo rimire kupinda musarudzo kusvika izvi zvagadziriswa. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
President Morgan Tsvangirai mangwana musi wemugovera 17 January 2014 nenguva dzinoita idzo 10 o'clock dzamangwanani vachange vachisangana nemastructures eHarare province yose muRajiv Gandhi Hall paHarare Showgrounds. President vachatsanangurira vanhu kuti tose tinozviona kuti Zimbabwe yakatarisana nedambudziko retingangoti muchirungu national crisis panyaya yekuti ikonomi iri kudonha, makambani ari kuramba achivharwa. Vhiki yoga yoga tinonzwa kuti kune vanhu vanosvika 400 vari kushayiwa mabasa. Vachataura izvo kuti seMDC hatisi kuda kungotaura chete, vachange vachipa vanhu kuti nzira yatichazenge tichiita kana kuti muchirungu inonziyo roadmap agenda yedu yegore rino ye2015 yokuti tibatsire vanhu kuti vabve munhapwa wezanu PF tichaita sei. Saka vachatsanangurira vanhu kuti tichange tichimhanya nenyaya yenational convergence conference iyo ichange ichiunganidza vanhu vese veZimbabwe. Haisiri conference yeMDC chete bodo, iconference yenyika yose yetichati veduwe vanhu vematongerwo enyika, vemabhizinisi, vedzichechi, vecivic society, ngatibatanidzei musoro pamwe chete tokurukura toona kuti tingaita sei kuti tiwane nzira yokuti tibve muhutapwa.
Kune vamwe vari kutiwo MDC inongoita kutaura kwekuburitsa mastatement asi pasinawo zvinozoitwa zvatee tichiona, munoti?
Isu tiri bato rakakura, ndingangoti ndo bato guru muno muZimbabwe rezvematongerwo enyika. Zvose zvatinotaura tinoita, ticharamba tichiita zvedu zvepolitics dzedu dziri murunyararo dzisina zvevhiolensi kana zvechibhanditi. Chinangwa chiri chokuti tikaramba tichitaura nevesadhiki, tichitaura neveau, tikaramba tichimobhilaiza vanhu, tichiita misangano, tichipusha kuti kuite mareformu muno muZimbabwe, muchazova nemaelections achaitwa. Mareformu atinoda kuti aitwe, maelectoral reforms, security sector reform nemamedia reform zvaiitwa.
Shanduko dzamunotaura idzi vagutu ishanduko dzamagara muchichema, munofunga kuti pane zvingashanduka here rwendo runo?
Tinoramba tichiita zvinhu murunyararo, asi tichasvika chete kwatakabva ndiko kure kwatakuenda ndopedo tinosvika.
Avanga vari mutauriri weMDCT vaObet Gutu vachitaura neStudio 7 vari parunare muHarare. Direct from Washington, the voice
of America, VOA. Sangano revashandi reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions kana kuti ZCTU rinoti riri kupinda muvanhu richinzwa kuti voita sei nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. ZCTU inoti vashandi vari kuchema-chema nerekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka sezvo makambani ari kuramba achivharwa. Izvi zviri kusiya vashandi vasina mabasa. Mutungamiri weZCTU vaGeorge Nkiwane vaudza Sandra Nyaira weStudio 7 kuti vashandi vari kuti vanoda kuratidzira sezvo hurumende iri kutadza kugadzirisa matambudziko avakatarisana nawo.
Kumushandi ndivakavatokwadi zvinhu zvakaoma. Nekuti vazhinji kunonge patakanga takuenda kuorodha pamwe vaichema nekuti hatina kutambira. Vamwe vachiwana mabhonasi vainge hatina kuwana mabhonasi. Zvinoreva kuti kumushandi inhamo chaiyo, urombo chairo hwazonyanyisa kusimbisisa. Zvatiri kuita isusu sebazi revashandi tiri kufamba, takatanga gore rapera iro rirava rakunopera, kufamba tichikurukura nevashandi tichibvunza kuti tingaita sei zvinonokoma akaita zvinhu mukati menyika yekwedu. Vazhinji vatiri kusangana navo vari kutotidza tati tadii kuita zvekuratidzira, asi kunyange tichiratidzira zvakanaka tikurukure zvekune hurumende iyoyo inenge iri pain power. Asi tikuru tavatanze kuti aiwa zvinodiwa ndotimboratidziravo, asi kana takuratidzira vasiri vashandi voga vakawanda nodzizi kubata vashandi zvinobata nevakawanda vo vanoteerwa mumashure navo.
Saka panyaya yekutaura nevashandi kuti munge muchiona kuti ndezvipi zvavanoda, muri kuona veruzhinji vamataura navo pari zvino vari kuda zvipi?
Vazhinji vari kungoti kukurukura takanga tadzira zvazvadii timboita zvokuratidzira, timbozara chaizvo mumigwagwa umu tichiratidzira kuti hurumende timbosiyanai zvokurwana rwana zvamuri kuita kumapato kwenyika, mumbotarisawo zvamunofanira kuita kana matwarirwa nevanhu kuti munge muchipinda muhurumende. Mutitarisirewo zvinodiwa nevanhu kuti vanhu vari kutema neti tiri kunesa vanhu, moshanda nekugadzira zviri kunesa vanhu. Nekuti pari zvino tiona kuti hurumende haisi kumbotarisa zvevanhu varinge umonomwatsaka kuti manje ndizvetanga ndichagara ndinacho here musangano ndinofanira kunzi ndakatakanana notirambe ndine basa rangu rekuhurumende rina kumusangano wacho. Asi vashandi vari kuti aiwa zvekana iri hurumende iri musimba iri kutungamira vanhu ngaitarise zvinodiwa nevanhu yogadzirisa zvinodiwa nevanhu.
Mafungiro enyu kuratidzira uku kungaitika rini?
Ndinganyepa nekuti zvinotiitasa ndifunga tine dzipo nashanu dzasara kuti tipedzise kunyatsonzwa kuti vaivo vashandi varinotina takapedza maprovinces ose takuenda kuna atinoti madistrict vavari vedu ndevekuti hatidi munhu anozvifarira achiti ha izvi handina kuzviziva. Tinoda kuti tinge tipiwa gwara nevashandi vose nevanhu vose zvavo kuti aa ngatifambai nenzira ikatiratidzira toratidzira nini. Saka ndibvone kutanguva pari zvino kutya tapedza.
Mutungamiri weZCTU vaGeorge Nkiwane vari parunare muHarare naSandra Nyera weStudio 7.
Makateerera kunepfenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7. Tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaintaneti rinoti www.voashona.com. Tinodzokorora zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Munokwanisa kubata Studio 7 pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 154 55 kHz pa shortwave.
Tinodawo kukuzivisai vateereri kuti chirongwa chenyu cheStudio 7 cheShona chave neFacebook page. Endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Vanhu vanodarika makumi maviri nevana vari kufungidzirwa kuti vanodyidzana nemagandanga vasungwa muBelgium, France neGermany nhasi. Vanhu gumi nevaviri vasungwa nhasi mangwanani muParis, uye vanofungidzirwa kuti vanodyidzana nevarwisi vakaurayisa vanhu gumi nevanomwe muguta iri svondo rapera. Gurukota zvemukati meFrance vaBernard Cazeneuve vanoti mapurisa nemauto zana nemakumi maviri ezviuru vatumirwa munzvimbo dzose dzemuFrance senzira yekudzivirira kurwiswa zvakare.
Hurumende yemuGuinea yaburitsa mashoko ekuti zvikoro zvose zvichavhurwa nemuvhuro sezvo pave nechiratidzo chekuti chirwere cheEbola icho changa charura kunyika dzekumawirira kweAfrica chava kudzikira. Zvikoro zvakavharwa kwemwedzi yakawanda muGuinea, Liberia neSierra Leone senzira yekumisa kupararira kwechirwere cheEbola.
Mumwe mukuru muDemocratic Republic of Congo anoti sarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika dzanga dzichifanirwa kuitwa muna 2016 dzinogona kumbomiswa kuitwa gore rinouya. Mutauriri wehurumende Valambert Mbete vaudza nepfenyuro yeRadio France International kuti sarudzo idzi dzinogona kuitwa muna 2016 kana muna 2017. Mapato anopikisa ari kuti mutungamiri wenyika iyi vaJoseph Kabila vari kuedza kuwedzera nguva vari muhofisi kuburikidza nemutemo wavari kuda kudzika unosungira nyika kuti itange yaita urongwa hwekuverenga vanhu National Census sarudzo dzisati dzaitwa. Biri iri rakatambirwa muparamende svondo rapera, asi mapato anopikisa ari kukurudzira kuti vanhu varatidzire muparamende nemuvhuro senzira yekutadzisa kutambirwa kwebiri muparamende.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutibata pa channel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWizdig kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri pa Wizdig, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai dhikodha renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CH Zim. Channel Zim inoteererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaindernet pa www.channelzim.net.
Tombotarisa zviri muchirongwa chinotarisa zviri kusangana nemadzimai muupenyu hwavo.
Akomana kuna hakuna kumira zvakanaka. Dzimba dzakapazwa, tiri panze nevana, hatina pekuhwanda mvura, takarimawo tinorarama nekurima. Tinotarisa kuti kana takohwa ndo pane upenyu hwedu, asi tiri kupazirwa tinzi sumukai muende, hatifuda kuonekwa panzvimbo, zvinhu zvakationera. Akomana makauya motikari dzemapurisa chiri chipatapata, dzakawanda dzichiuya dzichiita mapurisa mamwe ekukutura dzichinotora vamwe, ndo vaitipazira vachitiibvai. Hanzi imimi muri kamotikari kadiki kamachi muri kukweshana negonyeti, saka maita vadiki panyaya iyi.
Munhau dzedu dzemitambo, makundano enhabvu yepamusorosoro muAfrica eAfrica Cup of Nations ari kutanga mangwana muEquatorial Guinea, Zimbabwe isina kumiririrwa makwikwi aya. Mutori wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Veruzhinji vachange vakagara pamberi pematerevhizheni avo vachiona makwikwi aya ayo achatora mwedzi wese muEquatorial Guinea. Chikwata cheZimbabwe hachiko kumakundano aya. Mushure mekudamburwa 3-2 neTanzania, makundano emunzira yekuenda kuEquatorial Guinea ikoko, vaimbovesa chigaro wezi panorthern region maFrancis Munyanya Mutsamba vanoti kusaveko kwemaurias kunonyadzisa zvikuru, uyezve kuri kurwadza vanotevera mutambo uyu.
Zvinonyadzisa, zviri kushungurudza vatsigiri.
Kunyange hazvo Zimbabwe isiri kuEquatorial Guinea, vateveri venhabvu vave kutarisira kuti chimwe chezvikwata zvemunyika dzatakavakidzana nadzo, South Africa kana Zambia, dzitore mukombe uyu. Mutsigiri wechikwata cheCapes United vaStanford Kadziti vanoti pamberi nechipolopolo chekuZambia.
Mune Zambia ari kubhora mberi.
vaimbo vemurairidzi vebabati vepagedhi vemaoreas vamukurulego Dlamini vanoti ivo nhabwo yatanduka zvikuru muafrica zvekuti zvikwata zvesouth africa nezambia zvabatana nezvekuwest africa pamwe nenorth africa. Mutungamiri wezimbabwe kickboxing association vatoni kamangira vanotenderanawo nazvo vachiti ivo south africa inogona kutora mukombe uyu kechipiri mushure mekuutora zvekare muna 1996. Kunyange hazvo vemuzimbabwe pamwe neveshanhembe kuafrica vari kutsigira south africa nezambia, kune vamwewo vari kuti hatifaniri kukanganwa Congo pamwe nedemocratic republic of Congo idzo zvekare dziri pedyo nesu. Asi vakati wandei vari kuona kunge mukombe uchaenda kuchimwe chezvikwata zvekuwest africa, Cameroon, Ghana, Senegal kana Ivory Coast. Ivory Coast iyo ichange isina Didier Drogba kekutanga pamakore gumi adarika, ine rutsigiro rwakakura nemhaka yaya Tore uyo anotambira Manchester City yekuengland. Asi pese patambwa makundano aya makore manomwe apfuura, chikwata ichi change chichitadza kutora mukombe uyu kaviri kacho chichitorerwa mufainari. Chimwe chikwata chine rutsigiro rwakadzama ndechemablack stars chekuGhana. Vafarai Mugoni avo vanotamba mutambo wetsiva vari muuremu hwemidweight vanoti vachitarisawo zvakaitika munzira yekuenda kuEquatorial Guinea ndiri kuratidza kuti mablack stars acharura.
Inini pari zvino Ghana ndoiri pamberi.
Veruzhinji vari kuyambirwa kuti vasakanganwe kuti kune Algeria iyo iri pamusorosoro muAfrica uyezve iri iyo yakatsinzira mureza weAfrica kuma2014 World Cup ayo akaitirwa kuBrazil. Kunenge kuri kurasika zvekare kutarisira pasi chikwata cheTunisia icho chakatora mukombe uyu kaviri uyezve chikapedza mitambo yayo yese munzira yekuenda kuEquatorial Guinea chisina kubvira chakundwa. Zvimwe zvikwata zviri kumakundano aya iCape Verde, Guinea, Burkina Faso, Mali, Equatorial Guinea pamwe neGabon. Chikwata chine mukombe uyu cheNigeria hachina kukwanisa kubudirira kunokwikwidza mushure mekutadza kukunda mugungano rakabudirira South Africa neCongo. Mitambo ichatambirwa mumaguta mana anoti Mongomo, Bata, Malabo neEbe Bin. Equatorial Guinea iyo yakapiwa mukana wekuti makwikwi aya atambirwe munyika iyi mushure mekunge Morocco yakumbira kumbomiswa kwemitambo iyi ichityira chirwere cheEbola munyika mayo. Inyika diki ine vanhu mazana manomwe nemakumi mana ezviuru. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Komana kuna hakuna kumira zvakanaka. Dzimba dzakapaswa chiri panze nevana, hatina pekuhwanda mvura. Takarimawo, tinorarama nekurima. Tinotarisa kuti kana takohwa ndo pane upenyu hwedu, asi tiri kupazirwa tinzi sumukai muende, hatifunga kuonekwa panzvimbo. Zvinhu zvakationera. Akomana makauya motikari dzemapurisa chiri chipatapata dzakawanda dzichiuya dzichiita mapurisa mamwe ekukutura dzichinotora vamwe ndo vaitipazira vachiti ibvai. Hanzi imimi muri kamotikari kadiki kamachi muri kukweshana negonyeti, saka maita vadiki panyaya.
Vateereri, musakanganwa kuteerera chirongwa chedu chemadzimai mangwana, apo Marvelous Musanganya uye weStudio 7 achaita hurukuro nemumwe mugari wepapurazi remanzou amai Rutendo avakadzingwa vakakandirwa midziyo yavo panze kuitira kuti purazi iri richengeterwe mhuka nemudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa makwikwi e2015 Africa Cup of Nations ari kutambirwa kuEquatorial Guinea, asi Zimbabwe haisi kumakwikwi aya.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kutira kuti tigokufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panhamba dzinoti 1-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure pa Live Talk.
Yasvika nguva yatinoverenga tsambambozha dzenyu pamwe nematext message amatumira. Munyori wekutanga anoti anonzi Mukoma Blessing Nyamundanda Chimbo. Ava vanyora vachiti vanyora paviewe isho na Facebook vachiti makadiko Blessing na Jonga basa munogona varume. Rambai makadaro, ndimi moga munokwanisa kudura chokwadi pane zviri kuitika munyika. Ndiri kwaMutare.
Mumwe anotiwo varume Mwari ngave nemi nokuti munotivaraidza uye munotipa nhau dzechokwadi. Varume tanzwani nhamo muno muZimbabwe, tinoona mari kamwe pagore apo tinenge tatenga donje. Apa donje racho rinotengwa nemari shoma shoma zvikuru. Kutaura kudai, vanhu havana kana mari yekutenga kana mabhuku. Vanotochinjanisa chibage kuti vawane mabhuku evana vechikoro. Veduwe zvakaomba. Ndikwazireyo mhuri yose yekwaMalandela pamwe nevanhu vanotevera Lawrence Sibanda, Danisa Masarakufa, Jason Jack, pamwe nemudzimai wangu amai Washington Sia Musunga na Washington wacho Vaidensia na Terence, ndisingakanganwe shamwari yangu Shadrack Madala na mukoma wangu Pearson Malandela. Ndatenda hangu tini Andrew Sia Musunga kugokwe Simchembo.
Vateerere vekuSimchembo vari kupinda zvakanyamuchirongwa.
Aiwa, ichokwadi.
Rambai muchidaro. Mumwe munyori anoti Jonga na Ble endesai basa mberi munogona chaizvo zvekuti dai ndaikuonai ndaigona kukupai mombe yandisina. Ndimhoreserewo hama dzangu dzekwaChiwawa kwaGutu kwazvare zvavare zvavaheira ndichiti munofara here kunyanya Wisdom. Ndini wenyu R3.
Mwanotiwo ndinopa kutenda kuStudio 7 nekuti pakurira zvinoitika mukati menyika kunyanya zvematongerwo enyika musina kwamakarerekera sezvo zvese zvinoitika mumedia sezvinoitika media industry yemuZimbabwe. Ndikwazisireiwo mhuri yekwaMabvure inoti Garikai Reason Richard Lesi Tanatswa na tinotenda. Mhuri yekwaNumburudzi inoti Baba Tadiwa Nashe Tadiwa Nashe, Baba Edna, Gamchirai, Nyasha, Charles, Jobet, Julius, Oxwell na Brighton. Ndichiti munofara here mose? Aiwa, ini ndinofara chose. Ndisikakanganwi amai vangu Nometa Tigere, ndini wenyu Trimo Mabvure.
Mumwe muteerera anoti makadii vashamarari vepaStudio 7 mose? Aiwa, basa muri kubata nemwoyo wose musina kwamunorerekera. Ndoda kukwaisa Elton Gova, Terence Gova, Tinashe Mujuru, Sensa Samuriwo na Taurai Masere, nevese vanondiziva ndichiti shingai tinosvika chete. Zita ndronzi Tinashe Dzumbuno kumarondera West kwaChota kwaSamuriwo Ward 12.
Mumwanotiwo ndinoti pamberi nebasa nekuti zivisa zviri kuitika munyika dai musiri imi pasina zvatinoziva. Ndimhoreserewo vanhu vanoti Hardwork Malandela, Pearson Malandela, Andrew Sia Musunga, Felix Siapau, vatezvara vangu Lawrence Sibanda, Amos Malandela, Shadrick kana navose vanondiziva. Ndisingakanganwe Bladevia Kukwekwe, ndini Matombo kuSimchembo.
Mumwe anoti makadii timu yose yeStudio 7? Basa muri kuriita varume. Ndinotenda nenhau dzechokwadi. Rambai makadaro varume. Kosisi Brenda vari kupi? Indava kuti zii. Ndikwazisirewo vanotevera muzukuru wangu Baba vaSimba Mwedzi, ndinoti urisei muzukuru, ndini sekuru wako Gavena. Ndinoda kumudhara wangu Baba vadudzai Mwedzi Meja Kapondoro Chauke. Ndinoti kurisei kwaKapondoro, ndini Gwayas Gavena.
Aiwa, vateereri, nguva yedu ndo yaita shanje. Tichaenderera mberi tichiverenga dzimwe tsamba dzenyu svondo rinouya. Asi iko zvino sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare.
Vaimbova nhengo yeZANU-PF amai Margaret Dongo vanoti zviri kuitika mubato reZANU-PF zvekudzingwa kwevanhu mubato iri hazvishamisi sezvo ari maitiro eZANU-PF kudzinga vanopikisa.
MDCT inoita musangano mangwana wekuziya mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika pamwe neurongwa hwayo hwegore rino.
Vashandi vokurudzirana kuratidzira kwakasimba gore rino vachiti hurumende iri kutadza kuzaisa zviri kunetsa munyika. Tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana anokuonekai. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Nenwenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai mina Sandra Nyaira naJonga.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 16th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe is expected back in the country anytime now from his holiday in the Far East, and party insiders are warning of another cabinet shakeup and crackdown on his opponents.
When you challenge the top because of the power that is given the office, there is no way you can get away with it. Because now we have created a very strong dictatorship. It's their own fault.
Movement for Democratic Change founding President Morgan Tsvangirai is expected to hold a meeting with provincial party members in Harare tomorrow to discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe.
Basically, President Tsvangirai will use this opportunity to explain to the leaders of MDC in Harare province the national crisis and what we as the MDC plan to do.
And Acting Environment Minister Walter Mzembe invites a James Bond star to Zimbabwe following his discontent over baby elephant exports.
President Robert Mugabe is expected back in the country anytime from now from his holiday in the Far East, and party insiders are warning of another cabinet shakeup and crackdown on his opponents. Addressing party members in his Midlands province, Acting Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa warned the party members allegedly defying ZANU-PF directives that they will be axed. Multiple party sources told Studio 7 that Mr. Mugabe's cabinet reshuffle will target Defence Minister Sidney Sekeramai and Education Minister Lazarus Dokora, among other ministers, deputy ministers and permanent secretaries. Some members of parliament are being targeted for recall.
Party sources are also warning of a crackdown and invasions of party farms and properties owned by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and their alleged backers. The two factions are trading barbs after it emerged that those linked to Mrs. Mujuru have approached lawyers to challenge the party's December Congress, calling it unconstitutional. The war of words during Mr. Mugabe's absence has also escalated between those backing Mr. Mnangagwa and those backing ousted Mrs. Mujuru. The Herald quotes Mr. Mnangagwa attacking Mutasa as delusional. Mr. Mutasa is ZANU-PF's former Secretary for Administration for challenging the outcome of the Congress. Party political commissar Xavier Kasukwere chillingly warned Mutasa, saying, and I quote, "If you want to take us head on, we are up to the challenge." He added that, quote, "He will retire in pieces."
In an interview with Studio 7, expelled party spokesman Rugare Gumbo accused Mnangagwa of using undemocratic means to deal with opponents. Efforts to get a comment from Mutasa, Mnangagwa and Kasukwere were futile as their phones were switched off. Party spokesman Simon Kayamoyo said he will issue a full statement next week since he is on leave. Political analyst and expelled ZANU-PF member Margaret Dongo told Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that she is not surprised by the friction in the party.
"I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because, in fact, what has happened in Tata's case, while it was a noble idea for him to come up with the statement, but he definitely knew the consequence, and I want to believe he was prepared for it. He was one of those people who put that policy in place. They first expelled Tegere from the party for saying his peace of mind and for saying things that hounded ZANU-PF 10 years after. And the second person to be expelled was Margaret Dongo. And they said she's a sellout. Mutasa is now joining the board of sellouts because he has also been expelled. But anyway, the lesson to learn for both of them is that when you are in power, life is like a circle. What goes around comes around. So when they are putting policies, they should not look at personalities. They should look at the society as a whole. In the event that the thing turns around, what will happen to me? What they forget is that they developed a structure that was undemocratic, that they cannot even break through, and that was their mistake."
We also understand that there will be a mini cabinet reshuffle when Mr. Mugabe comes back. What is your take on this?
If there is going to be a further reshuffle, oh my God, I welcome it. And I still insist, I welcome it. Because 30 years after independence, we can't have the same people being recycled.
That was veteran politician Margaret Dongo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Movement for Democratic Change founding President Morgan Tsvangirai is expected to hold a meeting with his party's provincial party members in Harare tomorrow to discuss issues affecting the country. MDCT spokesman Obed Gutu says Mr. Tsvangirai will meet with the Harare members at the showgrounds Rajiv Gandhi Hall to discuss ways of curbing ongoing company closures, lack of jobs, and the general state of the economy. Gutu tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube the party leader will also focus on a proposed all-stakeholders national consultation meeting designed to tackle the country's social, economic, and political challenges.
We are expecting no less than 7,000 people to throng the showgrounds. Basically, President Tsvangirai will use this opportunity to explain to the leaders of MDC in Harare province the national crisis and what we as the MDC plan to do, or what we are now calling Agenda 2015. You will also use this opportunity to explain and interact with the structures, advising them that as the country's biggest and most popular political party, the MDC is going to play a very prominent role in the convening of the proposed National Convergence Conference. And he will also take this opportunity to explain to the activists of Harare province that the National Convergence Conference is not an MDC platform as such, but it is a platform for all players in their diversity in Zimbabwe.
Now, talking about the economy, is it a question of talking about the economy or taking some action to rectify what is going on? Speaking in public, does it change anything?
It does change, because it is not just going to be a talk shop, Gibbs. This is an opportunity for President Tsvangirai to roll out the national campaign to say, look, as the MDC, we are pushing ahead with our national and global campaign to engage the SADC, to engage the AU, and to ensure that all the electoral reforms that we have been calling for are put in place, to also ensure that all the security sector reforms and the media reforms that we have been clamoring for ever since the MDC was formed are put into place. And he will advise and explain to the multitudes that are going to gather at the Rajiv Gandhi Hall tomorrow morning.
That was MDCT spokesman Obed Gutu speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Harare. The World Bank has projected that Zimbabwe's economy is likely to grow by about 3.2% this year.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
A special invitation to Hollywood star James Bond from Acting and Environment Minister Walter Mzembe. Please come visit Zimbabwe, where men, flora and fauna exist peacefully. This comes after the animal rights activist Pierce Brosnan, who has formerly played fictitious character James Bond, criticized Zimbabwe last week for selling baby elephants to China and other Asian markets. Brosnan joined other environmentalists in calling for Zimbabwe to stop selling elephants by saying they are an endangered species. But Mzembe tells Ntungamili Nkomo there is no going back on selling the elephants, adding Zimbabwe has even exported animals to countries like the United States.
The zoos in Texas, San Diego, in the United States carry our rhino seed stock, which we shipped there a couple of years ago, decades ago. They have what we thought was species under threat. Now, when we do a similar thing, again supervised under international statutes, the likes of CITES, and start trading with the East countries like China, UAE, then get surprised when other markets cry foul. and they cry foul at a time when elephant trophy hunting is banned by an executive order that was issued by President Obama. Then we say, you can't have your cake and eat it too. We need to raise money for conservation, sustainable conservation management in Zimbabwe. But I want to use your platform, Studio 7, to actually extend an invitation to all those lobby groups that are trying to undo our destination to visit Zimbabwe so we can take them through the entire value chain, them to understand that everything that we do, that area is above the law. I observed that James Bond was roped in as much as other prominent personalities to amplify this message against the sale of live animals. And I would like to invite him to also visit Zimbabwe and begin to speak the truth.
How many elephants have you sold so far, and how much have you got?
Nothing has been yet transacted. We are still at a stage where patients are being done, which have passed the test. And that information is basically administrative. It will be released in due course of time.
That was Acting Environmental Minister Walter Mzembe on the line with Ntungamile Nkomo from Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Coming up,
a closer look at operations of non-governmental organizations in Zimbabwe.
Oh, but first, Jonga, we take a look at regional and international news.
A convoy of Chadian tanks and armored vehicles motored out of the capital Friday to help fight the Nigerian insurgent group Boko Haram. The convoy left N'Djamena soon after Chad's parliament voted to send troops into nearby Cameroon, whose forces have clashed repeatedly with the militants.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has paid tribute to the victims of last week's terrorist attacks in France, calling the shootings cowardly and despicable. He spoke at a ceremony at the Paris City Hall today after he laid wreaths at the site of the shootings by Islamic militants that took 17 lives over 3 days. One of those sites was near the offices of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, where two gunmen killed 12 people in an attack.
A Democratic Republic of Congo official says the presidential poll scheduled for 2016 could be delayed a year. Government spokesman Lambert Mende told Radio France International on Friday that the election could take place in 2016 or it could take place in 2017. Opposition parties have accused President Joseph Kabila of trying to extend his term through a proposed law that would require completion of a national census before elections are held.
And German police say they've arrested two men in Berlin on suspicion they were recruiting fighters for the Islamic State group in Syria. Police say the men were detained today in a series of raids by more than 200 police officers on more than a dozen properties, most of them in the German capital. The group's leader, identified only as 41-year-old Ismet D, in accordance with privacy laws, is suspected of organizing the group of largely Turkish and Russian nationals to fight against the so-called infidels in Syria. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
Southern African Development Community health ministers today participated in commemorations of the Sadiq Malaria Day held in Victoria Falls. At the commemorations held at Monde Primary School, Zimbabwe Health Minister Dr. David Parenyatwa outlined the achievements made against the illness and pushed for partnerships within the region. The theme of this year's Malaria Day was Strong Partnerships Sustain Gains in Malaria Control. The SADC ministers were meeting in the resort town to review progress in the implementation of regional policies and programs for addressing public health issues in the region. In a joint meeting yesterday, the ministers noted that the SADC region continues to experience a huge burden of communicable diseases, namely HIV and AIDS, TB and malaria. They noted, though, the declines in new HIV infections in 8 member states between 2001 and 2011, with South Africa, Swaziland, and Mozambique recording a decline of over 50%. The ministers also noted the burden of TB within the region while acknowledging achievements made in diagnostic and provision of TB treatment. The ministers endorsed the World Health Organization's decision of strengthening health care systems in the continent through universal health coverage as a flagship of health care reform.
Speakers of minority languages in Zimbabwe say they are still waiting for the deployment of qualified teachers to enable the teaching of these languages in primary schools. This follows the introduction of a series of Tonga textbooks for both primary and secondary education, the Chitonga Bwanachilo and Lumusuko series. Observers say they are hoping that the government is working on doing the same for other minority languages. The Minister of Primary and Secondary Education is already offering a course on minority languages for teacher trainees in Sesotho, Chivenda, and Chikalanga at the Joshua Nkabuko Polytechnic, but there is an acute shortage of reading material in these languages.
Traditional leaders say there is nothing tribal about the teaching of minority language, as people need to reclaim their languages, which carry their cultures and value systems. There are 16 official languages in Zimbabwe, up from 3 before the adoption of a new constitution. These are Chewa, Chibarwe, English, Kalanga, Khoisan, Nambia, Ndau, Ndebele, Shangan, Shona, Sign Language, Soto, Tonga, Tswana, Venda, and Xhosa.
In this second edition of a discussion on the role of non-governmental organizations in strengthening democracy in Zimbabwe, top activists say funding has an impact on the social, economic, and political transformation of any nation. Speaking at a conference in Washington, D.C., organized jointly by the National Endowment for Democracy and the Robert F. Kennedy for Human Rights and Justice, Arthur Gwagwa of the Zimbabwe Human Rights Forum and Jeffrey Smith of the Robert F. Kennedy Center say foreign governments should fund civil society without interfering with most processes in a nation. Smith tells Mavela Simtlanganyawuye, lack of funding is affecting some programs in Zimbabwe.
One unfortunate phenomenon in the past few years has been a decrease in funding for democracy and governance work in Zimbabwe, especially since its heyday in 2007 and 2008. And we've really seen a lack of technical capacity building for civil society, and we've really seen their work regress in a number of ways. The civil society currently in Zimbabwe is lacking the skills to do policy oversight and policy development. There's a lack of a constitutional watchdog. Zimbabwe has a great constitution, but it's not being put into practice. And I think local governance is key. There's a lack of relationship between citizens and their elected officials. And people aren't seeing the link between the lofty rhetoric that we speak about human rights and democracy and how it might affect their ordinary lives in terms of clean drinking water, in terms of electricity and access to basic services. And I think those are the voids that need to be filled.
Why has U.S. funding dried up for the civil society in Zimbabwe?
Unfortunately, in the United States right now, and this is one of my big disappointments with the current administration, is that Africa is not and never really has been high on their priority list. Certain issues have been, certainly issues of security, issues of counterterrorism. But my main qualm with all that is that the United States, unfortunately, in terms of our Africa policy, if you could say we even have one, which I would argue that we don't, that the few remnants of the policy we have continues to address the symptoms of political, social, and humanitarian instability, unrest, and crises. We're not addressing a fundamental lack of human rights, corruption and transparency, issues of good governance, discrimination against marginalized groups, which, left to fester over years and years, is inevitably going to lead to social unrest. So if we're going to say the Obama administration has an Africa legacy, the one key initiative that people will point to is Power Africa, which is a public-private partnership. It's providing electricity to a handful of countries in Africa, important countries including Nigeria and Liberia and others. But the money to fund that initiatives being taken out of the United States' democracy and governance budget, which is already less than 1% of the overall foreign affairs budget, which is a pittance. And I think that the second key issue there is that there's a competition for resources. And the United States is investing heavily in its military involvement in Africa through AFRICOM. And I think issues of human rights and good governance are certainly losing out to that, unfortunately, again. And I think it goes back to addressing symptoms, not causes. The causes being lack of respect and fundamental widespread violation of human rights in Zimbabwe and in elsewhere. I think Zimbabwe, besides South Africa, I would argue is the most important country in all of Southern Africa. I think if tide starts to turn in Zimbabwe, you'll see a ripple effect through the entire region. Unfortunately, policymakers here are not seeing that. And if they do, they're not doing much to invest.
And Mr. Gwagwa, your take on what Mr. Smith just said?
Certainly, I think I want to see the U.S. supporting democracy work in Zimbabwe, but not only financially, but also technically. There are two models, you know, for funding. The independent funding model, where the U.S. government, you know, gives money to foundations like, you know, National Endowment for Democracy, or they can directly fund in the country, which is the field-based model. So I think I would advise, I think the U.S. government, I think, to fund organizations like, you know, NAND, the RFK Center, and then they enter into partnerships with local organizations because they have a better understanding of the obtaining, you know, conditions in the country. Secondly, in terms of the skill base, I know there are a lot of Zimbabweans who have gone abroad. Some of them were founding members of Zimbabwe civil society. Like I could talk of, you know, Brian Kagoro, Depros Muchena, you know, Kevin Lawe, and a few others. Like, you know, Tawanda Ondera, you know, deputy director within Amnesty International. Why can't we tap into the knowledge base of those Zimbabweans? And then, of course, work with our partners. But in order for them to give us support, I think they also wanted to see a commitment among Zimbabweans, I think, to be finding solutions.
That was Arthur Gwagwa, a Reagan Fasel Democracy Fellowship in Washington and the London-based head of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. You also heard the views of Jeffrey Smith of the Robert F. Kennedy Center for Human Rights and Justice. They spoke with Mavela Simtlanganyahuye.
And now an editorial reflecting the views of the U.S. government.
We are beginning to see signs that the massive international effort to combat Ebola in West Africa is working. Since September, when President Obama announced a major increase in the U.S. effort and personally encouraged fellow world leaders to do so too, diplomats and doctors, soldiers and supply experts, health workers and humanitarian specialists have worked side by side to turn the tide. Now, according to the World Health Organization, the Ebola case incidence is declined to much lower levels in Liberia and is showing signs of leveling off in Sierra Leone. But much more must be done. This effort will not be complete until there are no more active Ebola cases in Africa. While President Obama's foremost priority is American public health, this necessarily means ending the Ebola outbreak at its source, in Africa. This is why the U.S. Congress recently approved $5.4 billion in emergency funding to fight the Ebola outbreak. The funding will support the work of infection control specialists from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, disaster relief workers from the U.S. Agency for International Development, and health security specialists from the Department of Defense and the State Department, who are working in concert to combat this outbreak. The money supports a wide range of urgent needs, including the acquisition of personal protective equipment, medical and non-medical management of Ebola treatment units, infection control, contact tracing, laboratory capacity, disease surveillance, burial teams, biosecurity and biosafety activities, and the testing and development of new vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics. The U.S. is also focused on identifying innovative approaches to bring the full range of resources to bear against the crisis. We have identified and obtained funding, for example, for a project by the International Atomic Energy Agency that will improve and streamline efforts to diagnose the Ebola virus in a demonstration of one of the many peaceful uses of nuclear technology. The project will provide high-quality training and equipment based on nuclear science to teams of virologists in 11 African countries. They include Cote d'Ivoire, Guinea, Liberia, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, Nigeria, Senegal, Sierra Leone, South Africa, and Uganda. This will help these specialists more quickly and safely diagnose Ebola and other emerging diseases too. The project is one component of a scaled-up international response that is working to end the epidemic and promote long-term health security that will keep us all safe.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In sports news, the 30th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations rolls into life in Equatorial Guinea tomorrow, but without the Zimbabwe Warriors. Reporter Michael Kariati tells us about the mood in Zimbabwe in the wake of the Warriors' absence.
There is a lot of excitement among Zimbabweans about the football extravaganza, with most soccer fans saying they will be glued to their television set to watch the month-long event. This is despite the fact that the Warriors were eliminated in the preliminary round of the Premier Tournament by a lowly rated Tanzania. The Zimbabwean Football Association disbanded the senior team after the Tanzanian debacle and replaced it with the under-23 squad. The Young Warriors are using all senior national team assignments to prepare for the 2016 Olympic Games qualifiers. The squad is being built as the future Warriors with the aim of qualifying for the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations and the 2018 World Cup. For now, some Zimbabweans now survive on football betting, as there are no jobs to talk of in the country, and the absence of the Warriors has deprived them of the opportunity to place their bets on their own team. However, the Warriors fans are still looking forward to the Africa Cup of Nations finals with keen anticipation. The Zimbabweans are hoping that one of the two Southern African nations, South Africa, and 2012 champion Zambia, win the Africa Football Festival. Former Zimbabwe Warriors goalkeeper coach Nkululeko Dlamini believes that Southern African teams are now a force to reckon with.
Our Southern African countries, I'm tipping them for the better.
While the decision to back the Southern African teams is unanimous, some, though, have a soft spot for Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo, which they believe are also close to Zimbabwe. Cape United supporter Stanford Kajiti is supporting Zambia, saying they are a perfect representative of the Warriors at the 16-team tournament. The president of the Zimbabwe Kickboxing Association, Tony Kamandira, says he will be supporting Bafana Bafana.
Can also rally behind also South Africa.
While most soccer fans in the country and the region are backing their own teams, there are others who think that one of the West African giants, Cameroon, Senegal, Ghana, and the Ivory Coast, will win the trophy that symbolizes continental football supremacy. The Ivorians, who will be without Didier Drogba this time around, still have a galaxy of stars scattered all over Europe, the most popular being Yaya Toure of Manchester City in England. They have been favorites for the last four tournaments, but sadly have come short, losing in the finals on two occasions. It would be folly to underestimate the overall strength and team spirit of Africa's top-ranked team, Algeria, who performed very brilliantly at the 2014 World Cup. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.
Thank you, Michael Junga. Just to remind our listeners to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when Blessing and Gibbs will speak with you, the listeners and experts, about the Africa Cup of Nations finals.
To join the discussion, text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
Now we recap today's top stories.
President Robert Mugabe is expected any time in the country from his holiday in the Far East, and party insiders are warning of another cabinet shake-up and crackdown on his opponents.
MDC founding president Morgan Tsvangirai is expected to hold a meeting with provincial party members in Harare tomorrow to discuss issues affecting the country.
And acting environmental minister Walter Mzembe invites a James Bond star to Zimbabwe following his discontent over baby elephants exports.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Sandra Lojo nga lichona njani emakhaya mthakazo muhle yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 16 ngozibandlela 2015. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Umongameli Mgabe ukhangelelwe ukuphenduka ekhaya yiloba nini evela kukhefu ukulwisana kubandla lakhe leZANU-PF ukuqhubekela phambili.
Abantu abakuzana abanengathi abathari kumbe abachelesanga ukuthi bakuzana kodwa abaphumi bathi kona kufanana lesilwane ungavela usigade susigade luzayehla sesifile ngoba ungayehla siyakudla.
Inhlanganiso zezisebenzi zikahulumende zilembono ehlukeneyo phezu kokuthi zingene na esitaladeni zitshengisela phezu kokonakala komnotho welizwe kumbe hatshi.
Sesisolela ukuthi mhlawumbe akukhona amanye amalunga ezombangazwe asebenza ngasitha ukuthi baxegise ukuqina kwamayunion.
Sizalethulela ingxoxo lencwethi kwezemidlalo sihlaziya imidlalo yenkezo ye-Africa Cup of Nations i-AFCON eqala kusasa kwele Equatorial Guinea. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizoziswa emsakazweni wenu umsakazo we Studio 7. Umongameli Mgabe ukhangelelwe ukuphenduka ekhaya yiloba nini evela kukhefu alithatha ekupheleni kwa wonke umnyaka lemuli yakhe. Esiya kukhefu lakhe ngompalakazi, umongameli Mgabe uchiye ukudlephana kubandla lakhe leZANU-PF kusiya phambili, njalo uzaphenduka ethola kudlondlobala ngamandla. Ukufuthelana lokulwisana lokho kuphakathi kwamalunga asekela umsekeli kaMgabe umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa lababikwa bekucele likankosikazi Joyce Mujuru. UMnangagwa yena uphume namhla emaphephandabeni ethethisa uMtasa esithi uyagula. Lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba uMtasa esole ukususwa kwamalunga akucele likaMjuru ezikhundleni. Sixhume ingcwethi yehlaziya ezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele.
Kutshengisela ukuthi iCongress yeZANU-PF lapho kwakukhangelelwe khona ukuthi izasolva iindaba zonke zeZANU-PF yehlule ukwenza lokhu ngoba ungananzela utshintsho olwaba khona kuZANU-PF lwaba ngolwesiphangephange. Abantu abaningi ababezibona bengamasenior eZANU-PF abafana labomjuru, labomtasa, laborugare gumbo bakhitshwa. Kwafakwa-ke abantu abatsha engathi ngoba bevele bekhona nje kodwa ngakhayela kwasukwiro lapha khona namhla kulomuntu awula muntu ayemcabangele ukuthi ebekhona ngoba. So bona laba abantu ababekuzani from 1980 abakhithwayo bazibona kangasecond ndawo abakuthabeli khonokho okwenzakala and njalo balokhu belwisa bezama ukuthi bebuyisele ingathi i-status quo lapho esasikhona khona. So mbona ngani bangabe bengasitshela iqiniso lonke kodwa kuningi okwenzakala kwiZANU-PF esingakwaziyo. Mhlawumbe futhi kuningi okwenzakala ngempilo kaRobert Mugabe esingakwaziyo okusenza laba abantu belwe ngoba bonke bafuna ukuzisondeza embuzo just in case kwenzakale something kumgazi.
Khona ukuthethisana lokho Ndebele okungahloniphani awuboni kudabula phakathi ibandla yini sicine sibona mhlawumbe omjuru bebumba elabo ibandla kodwa beqhubeke besebenzisa igama elithi ZANU-PF njengalokho esikubona ku-MDC.
Kulakho okwenzakala kodwa ke uzananzela ukuthi iZANU-PF libandla elibusa ngathi ngodlame okutshengisa ukuthi anyone ongazama nje ukwenza lokhu ngathola ukuthi usebotshiwe ulamacala athize mhlawumbe enyamalale. So ngibona kusiba nzima kakhulu ukuthi omunye umuntu even bona laba umjuri labanye bezama ukufomela kwibandla ngoba even abantu befisa ukubasekela abantu abakuzani ngokwabo bangayesaba ukulandela umjuru labo rugare gumbo labomtasa besesabele okungayenzakala empilweni zabo ikho uzabona ukuthi abantu abakuzana abaningi kathesi abathabi kumbe abachelesanga ukuthi bakuzane kodwa kabaphumi bathi kona kufanaa lesilwane ungavela usigade susigade nizayehla sesifile ngoba ungayehla siyakudla.
Abanye bathi Ndebele uMgabe engavuka kusasa engasekho sizabona ukudlephana okunye okungaze kwenzakale kuzanu PF phakathi kwabo omtasa labo mnangagwa ukubona ngaleyo ndlela.
Lelo liqiniso lelo ngoba uMgaba ngavuke ngasekho namuhla iParliament izakhetha omunye uPresident and mbona ngani kulapho yiko lapho kungakhanya khona ukuthi kade vele ofuna ukusekela osekela uMdurumbane osekela uMnankagwambani osesayidini likabani. So ukufa kwaMgabe ngokubona kwami kugcina kweZanu PF ngoba mbabona abantu laba besemelisa ukuthi beyigcine iZanu PF njengoba iyiyo yona uMgabe engasekho. So kulobunzima obukhulu sikhangele phambili ikakhulu even sikhangele u-2018 ngoba sithanda singathandi ngo-2018 uMgabe uzabe seluphele kakhulu ukuthi umenza ebe yi-presidential candidate uyabe kuyiwudla lesi sikhathi.
Umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele ucubungula ezombusazwe sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Silokho sikudaba lezombusazwe umkhokheli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai ukhangelelwe ukwenza umhlangano lenkokheli yesigaba seHarare kusasa behlaziya indaba ezimbalwa eziphathelane lomumo wezomnotho welizwe. Lo mhlangano uzenzelwa eRajiv Gandhi Hall enkundleni yeShowgrounds njalo uzahlaziya indlela zokwenqabela ukuvalwa kwamankampani, ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni kanye lomumo wezenotho jikelele. Umnotho welizwe uqhubeka usiya nganxele kungela sibonelo sobubelo osokubangele ukuthi izisebenzi zithi akungenwe ezitaladeni kutshengiselwe ukuze uhulumende aphume lamacebo okuhlenga ilizwe ebunzimeni obukhona. Kodwa izisebenzi zikahulumende zehlukene ngemibono phezu kodaba lokuthi kuthathwe leli nyathelo na kumbe hatshi. Kubika uMavis Gama.
I-Studio 7 ikhulume lezinye zenkokheli zalezinhlanganiso phezu kokuba kungani bengazange baphumelele ukubopha isibopho sinye ngemva kokungena umhlangano we-Apex Council izolo. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Teachers Association, ZIMTA, umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, uveze ukuba kasikho isizathu okwamanje sokuba ukhalalwe umsebenzi njengalokho okuthiwo ngabanye.
Sokungani izinkulumo esezithutsha zonke lezo? Lokho kusokusenza ukuthi i-decision yesiqeleka le ibisingani hayi kayiqinanga. Singazi njalo mhlawumbe laba abasho njalo bazakubuya lezizathu eziqinileyo ezizafundisa abanye ukuthi hayi lihlakaliyibona indawo livele libanjwa amehlo ngurhulumente lapha nalaphayana ngakumele sitshaye sibisitireka kanti sona isitireka lesi singesani. Abanye bathi a-a angithi isitireka senziwa nxa sokuthe kwaba khona ukungavumelani esithi phecelezi ngesilungu phela i-impasse. Kanti i-impasse yakhathesi isiyini nxa lezi zinto ebelikhuluma ngazo seziqaliwe ukuba zijombuluke?
UNdlovuthi osekuvela sobala yikuba ezinye zezizathu esezithutsha zivelela kwezinye inhlanganiso ezimela izisebenzi zikahulumende kakhulukazi ezababalisi zitshengisa ukuba zikhona ezinye injongo esezifuqwa ngabanye ngendlela yokuqumbaqumbana kuzwanwa amandla osekusolwa ngabanye. Uyakuvuma uNdlovu ukuba lezehlakalo zebandleni elibusayo leZanu PF lapho kuxotshanwa khona imisebenzi kuphazamisa ekuqhutshweni kwengxoxo phakathi kwahulumende lezisebenzi zakhe.
Okunye nxa sikhangela ngezombangazwe sesisolela ukuthi mhlawumbe akukhona amanye amalunga ezombangazwe asebenza ngasitha ukuthi baxegise ukuqina kwama-union. Kanti-ke njalo bakhona abanye abangasebenzisa yona indlala le ekhona elizweni kanye nomhawu wombuso ukuthi bahuge labo abakhangwe lokho basondelekiwe. Lokho kungaba liqiniso futhi.
Okhokhela enye inhlanganiso yababalisi ye-Progressive Educators Union of Zimbabwe, PAYUS, umnumzana Wilson Makanyayire, uthi lanxa kungasabanga lokuvumelana phezu kwesinqumo esingathathwa ukuba kukhalalwe umsebenzi lo bahatshi, uhulumende akangalibali ngoba izisebenzi zilakho ukukwenze lokho ngendlela yokutshengisela ukukhonona kwazo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngise Harare ngingu Mavis Gama.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha Voice of America ese Washington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la ku shortwave 4930-12080 la ku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Uhulumende uthi useqhube inhlelo ezimqoka elizweni ezokulwisana lomkhuhlane woqhuqho imalaria, njalo ukhuthaza amazwe akumanyana weSADC ukuthi asebenze ndawonye ekulwisaneni lalomkhuhlane. Lokhu kuvezwe ngumphathintambo wogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezempilakahle umnumzana David Parirenyatwa namuhla ekuqhubekeni komhlangano weziphathamandla zamazwe akumanyana weSADC eVictoria Falls, lapho okunanzwe khona ilanga lokulwisana lomkhuhlane wemalaria. Umhlangano lo uqalise ngomvulo kuyona le iviki njalo uphele namuhla. Umanyano lo uthi amazwe amanengi azamile ukwehlisa inani labantu abathelelana igciwane le-HIV, njalo eleBotswana, eleSouth Africa kanye leZambia yiwo akhokhelayo. Kusenjalo isakamuzi sedaluka eLupane umnumzana Moven Qhelisa Ngwenya usichazisela inhlelo eziqhutshwa nguhulumende ezokulwisana lomkhuhlane wemalaria esigabeni sakhe.
Into esiyithanda ukuyibonga kakhulu kuhulumende wethu kona lapho bake basifafazeka thezi ngingazi wenzeka ukutoba hhayi kuhambe ngohlihlelo ngobabazabanye zasithi inyambe enkulu ukuthi yona le mizwe yabeyiseleyo eyayisele ilezi zathu zokuthi umuntu wakhona inxeke wayebizele umkhuhlane esesibhedlela kumbenga wakuzayenzakala njengasesilanda ihlobo ukuthi kwabantu bedlokomasimini kodwa hhayi wemalaria ade zingayizosiyo.
Uhlelo lo lokufafaza uhulumende luqhube njani?
Into liyana bamemezele ukuthi nasizabuya sizofafaza sakhamuzi kumbe kusasa kumbe ngelanga elithile. Into siyabe sicela ukuthi yena izindlu zakwantshi yabo uzazi ukuthi zingaka bahamba bethula ama-20 litres lana bacela amanzi babecela into njengamanzi ukuthi uhlale kula manzi and then ukuthi ukukhipha-ke impahla zakho phandle anti wena uyabe ukhona umnikazi womuzi. Then kubefika lapho abalibhukwanyana labo ababhalakile and then kulo hlupho olukhona kumbe kunemalala kulandandani kumbe njani njani bayabala konkana o indlu yokudla yiyo liyana yini ngicela ukukhipha ukudla kumbe hhayi ukudla kube indaweni ekhatshana fafaze phakathi efafaze laphandle kede lapho eke seyivala benenzi kutsho ukuthi indlu le ngicela uhlala amamzuzu emngaka i-30 ungangeni phakathi. Ya bathi ngalahlupho nje ukuthi lapha abantu into yakhona bayithakazelela ngoba kwesinye isikhathi bazibebuza ukuthi hayi liyabuya nini ngisela ngoba into enhle kakhulu ukuthi sinamhlala ikhona vele sonke isikhathi.
Kodwa imfundiso-ke abantu bayizuza yini imfundiso yokuthi bezivikele njani?
Kahle kahle silama-EST anjo laba abakhethwe ezigabeni ukuthi bezifundela lokhuyana bayatrainwa ukuqeqetshwa sokuzwayo and then bayancedisana nathi ngoba bahamba bethatha special njengomuthi lowokufafaza amagodi lawa esilawo lawa amanye angagcinela amanzi sesiqinguze ukuthi ongamagabha njaninjani sikulahle sikubulayo singakubona sikulahle then amachibini wona lala sifafaze basinika and then namanzi wona lawa esiwanatha balokuthola amaphilisi nyana siwafake kuma-20 liters nje hhayi kade ngalahlupho olunjalo sisebenza kuhle sile imfundiso ikhona kakhulu yona ama-mosquito atinikwa sikwa ureform yakhona ukuthi uyayifila itsho ukuthi yena uyitholile imosquito netiliyana and then kuqongeke ukuthi yena nxa usuzoyisebenzisa sicela uyivule uyichaye yayichaye imosquito netiliyana wayenza kwinsuku zibe mbili kumbe libe lodwa and then ngemva kwalokho singakhona ukunjani ukuyisebenzisa ngemva kwalokho uyibizele futhi ephepheni nxa ingane isidabukile kumbe lawo seyiboni kahle uyahamba le fomu liyana bezitshintshela bona kona ngale esibhedlela. Imfundiso yayimnandi kakhulu ngoba ama-mosquito akhona even lathi kunongayithintayo ukuze ubone ukuthi iyasebenzisa iyaqubula so ngakuthinta ngithile iyakuqubula i-mosquito leti yakhona ukuthi iyabona ukuthi hhayi kuleyonto ekhona la ubuyo umuthi.
Lo ngumnumzana Moven Qhelisa Ngwenya, isakhamuzi sedaluka eLupane, obekhuluma ecingweni lo sithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 ekhona le eLupane. ku Livestock lamhlanje sixoxa ngemidlalo yenkezo ye-Africa Cup of Nations eqala kusasa kwele Equatorial Guinea. Imidlalo le iqala iqembu leZimbabwe Warriors lingekho ngalisoze liphatheke kule midlalo ngemva kokwehluleka kwalo okukhwalifaya ngomnyaka odluleyo. Umhlubulo we-Southern Africa uzamelwa ngamaqembu amabili athi ele Zambia lele South Africa. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Yes, okwesikhathi sencwadi elisithumela zona linabalaleli nge-WhatsApp kumbe nge-email. Siqale ngale eyomlalelo ongazibethanga ngegama. Othi, kodwa othi useBotswana, uthi umlaleli, qoki ngekhaya, yabo ngena mlaleli. Ngiyalibingelela abadala, ngicela indaba ngolimi lwesiNdebele. Ngijabulela umsebenzi wenu omuhle lisazisa ngesingeke sabakwazi. Hayi siyabonga mlaleli, sizokuthumela izindaba zethu ngolimi lwesiNdebele. Silenye njalo incwadi esithunyelwe ngu-Evidence Chuma okomvutho eVictoria Falls. Othi, linjani sithandekile lonkomo? Hayi siyabonga Chuma. Uyaqhubeka umlaleli uthi labo bonke elisebenza labo siyabonga ngokusipha indaba zeqiniso. Ngicela libingelele abathi uChuma lomama uMampofu lomalone Nqobizitha lonhlanhla lonoluntu labo abakomvuthu ngapha eVictoria Falls. Ngilethemba balalele Evidence khona ngapho eVictoria Falls. Qhubekani lithumela incwadi zenu nge-WhatsApp kunombolo 0012024650318. Inombolo ze-WhatsApp njalo 0012024650318 kumbe lisibambe ku-email kukheli@studio7@voanews.com. Kwisikhathi sokukhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, siqale ngase-DRC. Iziphathamandla zakwele Democratic Republic of Congo zithi ukhetho lokudinga umongameli kanye lezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumende obekumele lwenziwe ngomnyaka ozayo soluzadluliselwa phambili lwenziwe ngomnyaka ka-2017. Siziphethe ngakwele France. Wabona ngobudlelwano belizwe leMelika lamanye amazwe omnumzana John Kerry namhla utshele umbuthano edolobheni leParis eFrance ukubana abahlamuki ababulale abantu kuvike edluleyo kulelo lizwe bayizigilamkhuba.
Was a Friday, my sweetie. Was a Friday, ilamba lingomile wena.
So kuyisikhathi, was a Friday, lamhlanje kulolu hlelo sileqembu leJembe Monks. Lona eliqhubekela phambili lincindezela ingoma zalo lizifaka ebulenjini ukuze lifinyelele abalandeli balo kuzo zonke inxa zomhlaba. Intatheli zindaba yethu uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo koBulawayo.
Yeah. Ilunga leqembu leJembe Monks uEmmanuel Nkomo yena waziwa kwezomculo ngelithi Roots uthi ukukhala uba abahlabeleli baseMandebeleni kabatholi usekelo emisakazweni yaseZimbabwe yona etholakala esigodlweni akusizi lutho njalo iqembu lakhe lizala lilokhu liphakama loba libhekane lenduku ezinjalo.
Besithi thina siyarayiza phezu kwendubo ezikhona ezikhulunywa ngabantu lathi esizibonayo lapho sikhuluma-ke ngendaba ezikhona labo airplay kunye-ke lokungabi khona emcimbini eqakathekileyo so thina sithi hayi lathi sikhona khonapho njalo we-rising above that situation asoze sidele sithi kasayenzi lo msebenzi ngoba asitholi amanye amathuba esicabanga ukuthi ngamathuba aqakathekileyo.
Ngomnyaka ka-2012 iqembu leJembe Monks likhuphe idlala deli ithiwa Deep Love and Drums ikanti ekuqaleni kwanyakenye bacindezele ingoma esivule ngayo uhlelo ethiwa Still We Rise yona ekhuluma ngakho ukuzimisela kwabo kwezomculo. Phakathi laphakathi komnyaka bakhiphe ingoma elesihloko esithiwa Mulikabotho yona abayicule ndawonye lomzo 7 njalo eculwe ngesitonga kanye lesilungu. Jembe Monks lenza umculo we-house music ethiwa i-tribal house njalo ukwenza kwalo kuyafana lokwamaqembu alodumo asebenza eselizweni le-South Africa agoqela ele Uhuru kanye lele Black Motion wona ahlanganisa ingungu zesintu lamachacho esilungu. Unkomo uqhubekele phambili wathi umgoqo omkhulu ababhekane lawo bona ngokungatholi usekelo lwemali.
Nxa ukhangele abantu abanjabo Black Motion Uhuru abantu abathola i-financial backing, nxa ngikhangele khonokho ngiyakutshela ukuthi yena nxa eselo msebenzi wakhe awenzileyo umuntu onjengo-Oskido yamsayina ethi wena usu-under i-production house yet okutsho ukuthi bona sebezaphusha umsebenzi lwani ukuze bethole ama-profits aye.
Lo nyaka leli qembu lilenhlelo zokukhupha idlala deli lesihloko esithi Bang the Drums athi lilakho ukuba le ngoma eziyi-9 njalo lalo bazaliphosela ebulenjini be-SoundCloud lapho abathengisela khona imisebenzi yabo. Namba bephuma enkundleni yengoma ethiwa Happy Feet abayicindezela enyakenye bencedisana lodade othiwa nguThando yena usebenza esesigodlweni iHarare. Mele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Thank you.
Djembe Monks bahlabela kamnandi behlabela umdumo warehouse bahlabela okwezinga eliphezulu sibili lanxa nje bengani bathanda ukuba njenge uhuru kakhulu kodwa bayahlabela umnandi okwamagama umculo wabo. Singeneke kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, imidlalo ye-Africa Cup of Nations yaqala kusasa kwele Equatorial Guinea. Abalandeli benguqu yamazweni angezansi kwezwekazi le-Africa besekela amaqembu amabili amela lomhlubulo kwemidlalo athi iZambia leSouth Africa. Iqembu leZimbabwe Warriors lehlulekile nyakenye ukungena kule midlalo. Yona eqalange Equatorial Guinea idibana leCongo kusasa njalo iGabon idlala leBurkina Faso. Sixoxele incwadi kwezemidlalo njalo engumsakazi odumileyo uEzra Chisaspanda ukuzwa imbono yakhe ngale midlalo.
Abantu beZimbabwe yawazi ke nto ukuthi bayathanda ke lezo mdlalo wenguqu. Ngakutshela ukuthi bajabula kunjani ukuthi hayi sesiyabukela ngeyinguqu. Bajabula ukuthi babukela ibhola lalo wengilandi leli Premiership. Bajabula kakhulu ukuthi i-AFCON ka-2015 iyaqala nje kusasa. Kuthi bona ke vele base begcwele ematelevision yalazi ukuthi iZimbabwe vele abantu bebhola. Iqembu abalikhangeleleyo abantu balapha basekela amaqembu amabili. Mhlawumbe ukuthi ngabantu vele ngabe e-Southern Africa. Abaningi baku-South Africa, abanye baku-Zambia. Kodwa kulabanye futhi laba bathanda ke iqembu lethu iGhana.
Emdlalweni yakusasa iEquatorial Guinea inqikilana leCongo, iBurkina Faso yona ileGabon. Ubona izala nkomoni phakathi kwamaqembu lawo?
IEquatorial Guinea iqinze ukuthi babengalungiselelanga. Siyakwazi ukuthi ukuze imidlalo le Equatorial Guinea kwenziwe kubana ke iqembu leMorocco lesabothwa yi-Ebola lasesithi kalihlali. Equatorial Guinea engangenanga-ke emncintiswaneni lo mkhulu isingena ngendaba zokuthi sekuyibona abasengathi abamukela abantu bemzini. Angazi njalo ukuthi lizadlala kanjani, kodwa hayi mbona ngani akusoze kube lula. Mbona ngani ke umdlalo wakusasa-ke iqembu leCongo linganqoba. Kukahle lo mdlalo weGabon, iGabon sayibona ukuthi-ke kulezi nsuku ngathi ke ibhola nayo ngase liphakeme kancane. Bengikhalela ukuthi iqembu leGabon lalo yile linganqoba kulo mdlalo wayo.
IZambia yona omakhelwane lapho bale DRC ngesonto iyozala nkomoni lapho.
Lo-ke ngumdlalo onzima. Othi kwabukela ke iDR Congo, ngike ngayibukela ke iDR Congo idlala South Africa, iqinile kakhulu. IZambia siyazi ukuthi labo bake bayanqoba bawinakele umdlalo omkhulu wama-AFCON. Kukanti-ke nxa ngikhangele ngibone ngani-ke iCongo izaba ngani iqinile kule Zambia. Liqembu esilisekelayo kakhulu, kodwa nxa ngikhangele-ke iDR Congo ngendlela engabona idlela ngaye labo Nigeria ukuthi lo Nigeria ithwalisana nzima le-South Africa. Ngibone ngani-ke iZambia ingahlupheka kakhulu ngoba-ke iqembu le-DR Congo selihlale kakhulu lidlala lonke isikhathi eside njalo abadlali balo abaningi badlala ke emazweni atshiyeneyo.
Isikhangele imidlalo yangomvulo Chisa, kule midlalo ekhanya izahlabusa kakhulu, i-Algeria izadibana labafana abaka-Sheikh Mashaba, ngithi bafana bafana phela i-South Africa. Kuzothi iGhana layo inqikilane le-Senegal.
Lo-ke yiyo-ke imidlalo emilelo-ke ngu-Afrika wonke. Njalo thilo-ke le group-ke yigroup lapho kuthiwa kuyafiwa khona. Ngalalanga lo ngomvulo ngethemba lababukela-ke kumabonakude i-Afrika yonke lamanye amazwe asiyilo babehlezi phansi bebukelela umdlalo. Ikakhulu umdlalo we-South Africa le-Algeria. I-Algeria siyibone ukuthi yenzeni World Cup idlale kahle kakhulu. Idlala nabafana bafana abaqeqeshwa ngu-Sheikh Mashaba ofike wafaka ukubambana okukhulu uqembu le-South Africa. Wadinga abafana ngani basakhula wababambanisa wathi hayi ake simeni labantu edlala kudala simfuna-ke olutsha lungene ku-South Africa. Laba bafana-ke abatsha abangenileyo bakhanya balambile bafuna ukuzibonakalisa ukuthi sasekuncindezelwa kakhulu. Ngakho imidlalo edlalileyo uSheikh Mashaba njalo ubona ukuthi ngazange adliwe. Umdlalo wokuqala abakhalela ukuthi mhlawumbeki ungabathosa nzima yona lo Algeria. Bengashaka i-Algeria i-South Africa uzamangala ukubana naku-FIFA lapha sithi ama-rankings izakhwela.
Ezra Chisaspanda incwethi kwezemidlalo njalo engumsakazi odumileyo sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Hayi ke isikhathi kasisavumi mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo yimi owenu untungamili Nkomo. Salani kuhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk lebelempelaviki enhle ngobusuku obuhle.